So this morning, I'd like to begin by introducing a friend of mine by the name of Tigger. This is Tigger here. He's been with me a number of years. Tigger, he's kind of cute. Looking at him, he's kind of shy right now. He doesn't want to talk too much. But a couple of days ago, Tigger was talking, and he threw me for a loop because he looked at me and he said to me at one point, "I don't believe there is a hand." And I looked at him and I thought, wow, you mean you don't really believe there is a hand? No, I don't believe that. And I didn't know what to make of that. And it's something like that, I think, as an image, because we are saying today among some of us that there is no God. And I think that's something like Tigger saying to me, there is no hand. If I take my hand away from Tigger, Tigger is inanimate and has no life or animation of any kind. And that's just an image of what it's like for us to be without God. With a difference, however, there's some differences here. One being that, sure enough, without a hand, Tigger is completely inanimate, and I take my hand away, and he has no life, but God will never take his hand away from us. He gives us life, and he never takes it back. He sustains us in life constantly. And yet he establishes us in such a degree of freedom that he allows us to turn to him and say, "I don't believe you exist." Now, there's another way of looking at this as well, because if we say that God doesn't exist, then what we become is self-creators. We create ourselves. I become a maker of myself, which is literally impossible, but nonetheless, that is something proliferating in our culture. And there's another way to look at this whole question of God as well. And I'd like to enlist all of you in the process of hiring someone to head the Comanche Peak nuclear power plant that is about 40 miles south of here. I understand there's a nuclear power plant south of Fort Worth, Comanche Peak, and we need to hire someone to take over and run this plant so that we don't have like a dirty bomb experience or radiation meltdown like they had in Chernobyl in Soviet Russia. Someone that really knows what they're doing. And our first candidate is a nuclear physicist who graduated from MIT. And this is a woman who is very bright, got into physics really young and just enjoyed physics even in seventh grade, went on to excel in the sciences, applied, got into MIT, finishing with her doctorate, mastering nuclear physics. Our second candidate is a junior at Nolan Catholic who got a 100 on his physics exam the other day. Those are our candidates. Which one would you choose to run the Comanche Peak nuclear plant? It must be a hard choice. I'm not getting anything here. Yeah, the first one. I think it's kind of evident, right? We'd want to put the nuclear physicist in there who's an expert in nuclear physics, because we do want someone in there. And in fact, as we sit here today, we're hoping we have people in there that know what they're doing so that we don't have this meltdown just south of us to cause some pretty serious damage. to the environment. And God is something like that nuclear physicist. He created every one of you. He is the author of humanity. He designed it to be what it is. So why would we take from social media the voices that tell us how to live our lives instead of accepting the instruction of God? That's a bit like saying we're going to put the junior from Nolan Catholic in charge of a nuclear power plant that could have great and disastrous results. God really does know what's good for us because he created us. He made us to be what we are. So that when he does instruct us, he's attempting to get us to live in accord with our nature and to prosper our nature for life. Now, in the culture today, of course, we have people saying there is no God, and that is the path to a wide road of freedom. To the point where I could say, for example, that even though I was born of the male sex, I can make myself female. It's not possible when you have a God. But if I don't have a God, then I am free. There's a huge field to just make myself whatever I want, of whatever variety of genders I wish. When the Bible teaches us that when God created us, there were only really two choices, male and female. When God created an image of himself, he created that image of himself either male or female. And this is revelation. God's teaching us. This is how I did it. And yet today we have so many that want to say that that's cis normative. That's just a social convention. It can be revised. So if I'm born a man, I could be a woman. Or if I'm born a woman, I can be a man, or whatever variety in between. And when I say this, I'm not attempting to preach hatred here. That's not what I'm doing. This is about our faith. This is about our faith. It's our faith we're talking about. The church is open to everyone, but not everything goes. God is instructing us. And see, the truth is that science, and there is really no valid science behind this notion that a man could be a woman, and woman, etc. They're suppressing all of the science that is going the other direction on that question. But science can't contradict our faith. It can't. Because the author of creation is the same who authored the Bible. So the one who is the creator of the world and that whole world out there that science studies and discovers all kinds of hidden secrets within it, the author of that creation is God. And so God won't reveal to us in the Bible anything that he didn't put in from the beginning to creation. So that when science comes and says your revelation is wrong, there's a lot of arrogance there. That's like us saying, I don't want to hurt that junior in high school's feelings. Let's put him into the nuclear power plant. Let's let him go in there. You know, the nuclear physicist, she's an adult. She can handle it, but let's let the little guy go ahead. And I'm telling you, we're going to have disastrous results from that. And that's what the church is about. The church is teaching about these things, and even some within the Catholic Church are getting confused about this, but the church isn't teaching hate. It's attempting to avert a disaster, like trying to put a junior in high school in charge of a nuclear power plant. It spells disaster for us all if that happens. And God knows what he's doing. He really does. And so as we come to this time and season, we're mindful that the one who created us, who made us and fashioned us, is coming to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, born in the manger to the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. And he comes to us because he revealed to us so many things, but because of our sin, we're blind, and we misread things, and we make mistakes about things, like this whole saying a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, or sex outside of marriage is okay, or same-sex activity is okay. There's a whole host of things we're reading today into creation that the Bible tells us God never put there. And what happens when you go for that alternative is people get lost. And Jesus is coming into the world to look for and save the lost, help them be found and recovered. And Jesus is a healer. He can work healing, but unfortunately, if we go on wounding ourselves like this, the damage can become irreparable. And again, this is what the church is attempting to avert. God gives you life, not so that you'll then lose it. God gives you life so you'll prosper it. And if there's ever an image of humanity prospering, it's the resurrection. That's humanity glorified. God is good for the human condition. And he comes, and what he wants of us, every single one of us here, is a relationship. He loves you. He wants a relationship with you. When someone loves you, they want your good. They don't want to see you ruined. They want your good. And they're willing to even sacrifice for your good, as Jesus did upon the cross, to make that good and the path to it possible, which is what Jesus has done. And so we're preparing for the coming of our God, who's coming among us to seek out and to save the lost. Men and women who are taken in by other voices besides the instruction of God, who, like the MIT nuclear physicist, really knows what she's doing when she goes into that nuclear power plant. And God really does know what he's doing when he's teaching us about how to be human, because he created us and made us. And even though many voices out there, like Tigger, would say to us, there is no God, I make myself, we recognize that as an untruth in light of our faith. Again, I'm not preaching hate up here. This is our faith. There is a God, he is a creator, and he's out for our good and desires nothing more than to see us all prosper in a relationship with him. So let's be mindful of that and not live our lives as though God doesn't exist, but remain in relationship with him and know that God never asks anything of you that he doesn't give you the grace and the power to effect in your life. And he comes in this Eucharist today to empower you. And in your life, in baptism and confirmation, grace is there again to empower you to live this truth and to stay the course of your identity in Jesus.